Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm Belinda, your host, and you are going to be thrilled with our show today. I've got a great guest in store for you, Hillary DeCesar. She is an award-winning entrepreneur, executive coach, CEO of The Relaunch Company, featured speaker in the Silicon Valley and women's conferences nationwide, as well as philanthropist in the Bay Area. She's made it her commitment to help people reach new heights in their life, their career, and relationships. Having faced several setbacks herself, she has a unique understanding of how to help others by providing actionable steps to successfully relaunch. You might have caught Hillary on ABC's The Secret Millionaire, or you have seen her speak on major news outlets such as CBS, ABC, Fox, Huffington Post, and Yahoo. She redefined hybrid learning with her transitional coaching classes offered from the Relaunch Company and the Relaunch Collective. As a mother to three, stepmother to two, and a wife to her amazing husband, life is filled with abundance of joy for Hillary. You can find out more about her at therelaunchcompany.com. We'll talk more about that at the end. So welcome, Hillary.
Well, thank you so much, Belinda. It is fantastic to be here.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I've got so many things just from that bio that I want to jump in and start talking about. But why don't we just take our time and you can fill in some of the gaps from that bio. Tell us a little bit more about what your business looks like today. And then we'll go from there with our questions. How does that sound?
I love it. Well, Relaunch, if you think about every single one of us, we've all been through a massive amount of setbacks, of transitions, which we define as relaunches. And relaunches can be positive and they can be negative and challenging. And so the Relaunch Company, and the reason that I just, it's so perfect, especially for right now, is that every single person out there in some way, shape, or form is going through a relaunch in their life, whether you're relaunching yourself back into your career, whether you're transitioning into something new, whether you have kids that are going off to college or they're getting married or some big things that are happening. There's divorces happening. There's relationships that are starting to work out again based on, you know, being together in confinement. Sometimes it's interesting. I'm getting a lot of people who said, hey, I wasn't really sure that I had a really great, strong relationship with my spouse or my partner. And based on being with them for 2 to 3 months, I'm now crazy about him. And then there's the others that say, I'm now crazy about him. And it goes the other way. But I think that when you look at all of the things that are happening to us, relaunching is a part of life, but it's how you handle the relaunches that matter.
Oh my goodness. Well, I could not agree with you more. So before we sort of jump in, that's also interesting. And we're going to have such a great time on the show today, really diving into some of these different things. But tell us a little bit about the Secret Millionaire show, because I have not seen that episode. So let's talk about that a little bit. I think that's pretty exciting.
It, you know what? It is exciting, but I have to say the name is terrible, because the premise of the show is you go undercover and you highlight incredible people that normally wouldn't be, their voices wouldn't be heard, because they might be running a small company that is helping other people out there in the world. And so I had the privilege of going out and really highlighting three different amazing organizations. And then at the end, I was able to help them out financially. And it's one of those that you always hear, whatever you can give to people, you get back so much in return. And that show that I was on, I still am, in fact, one of the women that I met on the show, who I helped out, she actually came to my wedding and spoke at my wedding. She was one of the three people. And so it was such a life-changing moment for me, because for so long, you get so caught up in your own ways. You know, we're entrepreneurs, we're busy, we're doing this, we're doing that. And sometimes we think giving is just the check we write. But there's so much more, that when you can take one small step more, what comes back to you in return, it's like the boomerang. You put out a little and you get back so much more. So that show was it was a major relaunch for me in my philanthropy work.
Oh, that is fantastic. That they're still showing some reruns of that show, aren't they?
Actually, they are. And what's really crazy, Belinda, it's happening in different countries. So all of a sudden, I'll get LinkedIn requests from people that are now seeing it in Scotland, and people that are now watching it in India. And I mean, it's really interesting how syndication works. And all of a sudden I'll get these requests and I'll be like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy that it must be being shown there. 'Cause I'll get like 10 or 15. And yeah, it's pretty wild.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about your journey. How was it that you came to do what you're doing today?
So I initially started out in the corporate world, and I did 10 years there. And all of a sudden, the president of Oracle left and went to a venture capital firm in the Silicon Valley. And he called me up and said, hey, would you do some training for our executives? And I had just had my baby, my third child. And I said, you know, well, timing is a little. He said, no, this, you don't even have to prepare. Just, you know, come and do it. And so I did. And I loved it. I did it with another woman, and we decided, you know what, this is really something we're passionate about, helping executives kind of launch their own businesses, getting them to the next level. So we started a business around that, and then I caught the entrepreneur bug. And I ended up launching a few different companies, and it was interesting because the companies always followed what was going on in my life. And, you know, they always talk about, just because you're a baker doesn't mean you should, you know, open up a bakery. And I laugh because I literally have done that. You know, I had a company that was all around keeping kids safe online and, you know, the tween space, which is this 8 to 13-year-olds. And that's because I had kids that were going online. And then I got divorced and I started to really focus on helping women transition through that part of their life. And then I was raising money and helping other companies and coaching entrepreneurs. And I decided, you know what, can I think about putting it all together? Mm-hmm. What would that be? And that's where I am today. It's literally the relaunch company. And it has every vehicle, every part of the divorce, of going through cancer, of losing my mom in a terrible battle very quickly with cancer. It's daughter, you know, all my kids going off to college, becoming an empty nester. And then, you know, selling a house that I had I'm in the process now of 25 years. And it's all about our journeys. It's all about each and every one of us has our own path. And it just seems like, especially in the last 7 months, my gosh, I'm glad I created this company and I created the Relaunch Effect, because I've had to deal with it a lot. I've had to lean into these experiences to be able to actually get through them with grace and a little grit. So yeah, it's been a fantastic journey, and I really feel like I'm in the right place.
That's awesome. So how has the business shaped your lifestyle to date?
So because it is a virtual company, I have the privilege of working with women throughout the world. And it also means that I can be anywhere. And I was laughing with you before we started, and right now is graduation time, and I've got twins that are graduating from college. And as we all know, there's not much graduation celebration going on. So we came down to the Newport area to help celebrate, just at least, you know, with our own family. And what I love about it is, look at what I'm doing right now. I'm on, you know, Work From Your Happy Place podcast with you right now from a hotel room. I've got kids out in the pool that are, you know, flopping around and swimming and doing cannonballs. And I love the idea that when you're an entrepreneur, you must design your life to reflect what you want in your life. And that is the whole part of relaunch. It's not necessarily about restarting your life. It's about reimagining, what do you really want? What is so important for you? Not me, not Belinda, not, you know, anyone else, but what do you really want? And I wanted a lifestyle where I can go anywhere. I can do my job. I can coach fabulous people, whether it's through my online courses that I teach or whether it's one-on-one. And I can, you know, talk to amazing people like you. And that was something that was really important to me. And I've built up to that. I just wish I had known about it a little sooner.
I know, we all do that, right? But I think things happen for us at the time when they're supposed to, or when you're ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think so. It does. I know that at different times in my life, sometimes maybe I wasn't ready, and then all of a sudden I am, and then opportunities suddenly seem to present themselves. So,
well, I know one thing. I'm going to just add on to that, being ready. Right now, there are a ton of people that are still not, you know, haven't been able to officially, you know, go out and kind of get back to their life or the new norm as we know it, that are single and that are now thinking like, I'm really ready to meet somebody. I am ready now. And before they, you know, had this opportunity to have a little alone time, they may have been going and missing all of the possibilities that were out there. And now they can actually go out and relaunch love and relaunch their relationships. And it's pretty incredible when you start to say, as you did, you know, when you're ready and when a man or a woman is ready, things start to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about skill sets, because that's kind of part of our show. We like to take the inspirational piece of it, but then also really sort of complement that with the strategy piece of it. So what do you think your superpower, if you will, is, your super skill sets that have really helped you be the success you are today?
I think that first and foremost, I am unbelievably curious. I've always, you know, people have even said, oh, you're like the Nancy Drew of the times now. And for those that may not know who even Nancy Drew is, you know, it's this like Sherlock Holmes, but a woman. And I'm just, you know, I'm constantly trying to get to the root of what is really going on, of what really matters, because we all waste so much time with things that don't. And we're drawn into, you know, possibly like switching up too fast, or maybe you're completely stuck in something and you don't even know how to get unstuck. And I love to kind of come up with new approaches and new ways of getting you from where you are, from the point where you are, and taking you to where you want to go as quickly as possible. That's what it's all about. It's like, why waste the time? Nothing, you don't need to. And so I'm about to launch a course called, you know, it's all about getting unstuck in 7 days. I mean, just, it doesn't have to take a long time. It's a matter of how you view those things that are going on around you. And I've been told, as probably my second superpower, is that, you know, it seems like I've taken a positivity pill, and I've got this pill that I keep like popping. And I have to say, I've told you that I've had so many just, you know, like these ass kicker types of relaunches. And I've realized that in order to really move forward, I absolutely agree. We're all human. You have to acknowledge the fact that, you know, when my mom passed, it was so sad. It was so, you know, unfair that she got taken so quickly. My grandmother had lived till she was 105. So I took for granted that my mom was going to be here for 30 more years. And that didn't happen. And so, you know, I leaned into, okay, I'm sad. I feel that. But it can't define me or my life going forward. And so the way I have always approached things in business, when things didn't go well, in my health, when things didn't go well, when I got divorced, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on and on, is that I looked at it like I have the choice for the thoughts I think, right? Mm-hmm. We all have that choice. We all can decide. I am choosing to be in a positive mood or a negative mood. You can't be in both at the same time.
Right.
And so I have acknowledged the fact when I needed to that I'm giving myself the space and the place to be in whatever thoughts I have, to feel whatever I feel. But then I say to myself, I am now, I've given myself that time. I'm now going to that happier place. I'm now going to that positive place. And I look at things and I have them in my, you know, I have a program that I go around, but making sure that you know things in your life that actually make you smile, that make you feel good again. And I start to focus in that area. And that can help me. That's, I guess, my positivity pill right there, is that those little moments help me get back out. And then I choose what I'm thinking and what I'm focusing on.
Absolutely. I do my little trick I do every day for that is I just, and I've done this for, I bet you, 25 years. So that's a long time. Mm-hmm. But I keep a half a glass of water on the end of my desk. So I have to fill it up sometimes because it starts to evaporate because it just sits there all by itself. But I get to look at it every day. And what it reminds me is every day I get to choose. It's my choice, not my circumstances, of whether I see the glass half full or am I choosing to see it half empty today. And it's just a daily reminder to myself. It's just a trigger for me to go, I'm going to choose to see it half full. And then
that is fabulous. And I think every one of your listeners, including me, I think that's one that we should all be doing.
It's awesome.
I have a glass right now that's half full. Like literally, I love that. I love that idea.
But it's so funny because there are days when I'm feeling down and I look at it and if I see it and I think it's empty, I quickly can correct myself and say, or it's half full. What are you going to do? How are you going to spend your day today? Are you going to be sulking about this today? Or are you going to let these circumstances that are around you define who you are today? Or are you going to define who you are today? Mm. So that's my little trick. And I've been doing it, like I said, for 25 years. So
I love that. Belinda, that is a winner right there. I'm going to use that starting right now with my glass of water that's on my desk. I love that one.
Oh, thanks. So let's talk about outstanding accomplishments. So something you've done that's super meaningful.
So, you know, I mean, there's many that you can sit there and say, okay, is that the one that really defined you? Is that the one? I still have to say my biggest accomplishment is how I handled my divorce and what happened during that time. Cause I was running a company. I was an entrepreneur. I had three kids under the age of 8. I had to, kind of pull myself together, and it goes back to the positivity pill and like, okay, what is my end goal? What am I really going for? And the reason that I really highlight this is I often think I should write the book, The Great Divorce, because not only, and now it's been over 10 years, probably more like 12 years since I did get divorced. It's really fascinating because I'm remarried. My ex-husband is remarried. I actually have been coaching my ex-husband's wife, taking her through her relaunch of changing careers. And what I find incredibly fascinating, I always get this, you don't coach her in the relationship love department, right? And I say, so love is at the center of everything that I coach, because you got to like yourself first to love your life. But I do only focus in the business and the life part with her. But it is something I'm super proud of, because when you can look past, and it goes back to, you have a choice to look at things negatively, look at the past in a negative light, or you can say to yourself, because you are the person that has the thoughts in your head, and you can change those thoughts based on how you want to interpret them. And I chose to lean into the fact that I don't want animosity. I don't want anger. I don't want resentment. And I chose at that point that I am going to do whatever it takes to have a great relationship with a man that, you know, we had 3 great kids with. Mm-hmm. And so we even today are spend holidays together. We've even gone on vacations together. And there's ways to approach that. And now the kids are incredibly like healthy and balanced around relationships and around accepting people into their own lives. And I really believe it's because we laid the foundation to allow them to acknowledge that and lean into that. That's, you know, that it's so much easier to love people and like them than to have the opposite, which is, you know, that hate and anger.
It takes so much more energy to dislike somebody or to have those emotions. They're just, you have to work hard at them. So I often wonder, why do people want to hang on to them so badly?
Because isn't that the truth?
It's hard work. It's a lot easier to be kind and just have life just kind of roll along. It's just so much easier than it is to just harbor these horrible feelings. I was married for 16 years when I was divorced, and you know, it had its moments that weren't great, but we managed to, and I managed. I'm like, I'm not, if people said, how can you even forgive that him for some of the things that he did? And I'm like, because it takes too much energy. It takes too much of my energy and my mind space, and I'm not giving them that. That's why. So it's for me. I'm moving on, and I'm going to have a healthy relationship. I'm doing it for my kids. And it's just, I don't have to be best friends. I mean, I can't say that we have done holidays together. We certainly haven't been on vacation together. I probably wouldn't do that. But you want to know what? I think it's great that you found that. That's what works for you. But I also don't spend 1 ounce of energy on hating somebody or being angry or thinking of all ways to make things miserable for everybody involved.
Well, you're saying it exactly, you know, 100%, because when you have energy around hate, anger, blame, shame, you're operating at the lowest vibrational level that you can be in. If you change that, and the reason that, you know, when I'm working with people and relaunching them and doing all this, it is so important to get you to that point of that higher vibration in your energy, which, by the way, love is the opposite of fear. And so if you could do that, what happens is when you operate at that level, like attracts like. And so you're now attracting that type of person, that type of environment, that type in like your work, in your personal life. I mean, that's what you want to be attracting. I mean, I can't imagine if somebody knew what we were talking about, that if they understood you operate at that hate, blame, shame level, you're going to bring that into you. Why would you ever want to do that?
Mm-mm. Exactly.
I mean, it just defeats like life. Are you saying you just want to be, you know, you want to be miserable? No, no. And again, it goes back to you have the choice of what, you know, a thought comes up. You have a choice to let that thought just, you know, permeate and, you know, just ruminate and like, oh, builds off of one bad thought after the next. Or you can literally say, because a thought is just, a less than 90-second thing that comes in. It's like, you know, that cloud that comes into the sky, and it just, you know, push it out, blow it down, you know, make it go by even faster. And you can do that. That is the best part of what we're talking about today. It's entirely 100% up to you. And if you choose to be in that lower state and you want to be angry and you want to, then that's what you are choosing. Nobody else. Nobody else. That's your responsibility at that point.
Okay. So I know we've talked about a couple of personal challenges that you faced, but with your mom and going through her cancer and her passing, that is very difficult when we have someone close to us like that, and your divorce. But is there a moment that you can think about in your career where you faced a huge obstacle or challenge, and then how you worked through that?
Yeah, actually, I had, it was when I was going up for, I had just had my third child, and actually maybe it was my twins, and I really wanted to move up in the corporate ladder. And so I took a maternity leave, and during that time period, I found out that they had decided to hire one of my peers to move into my manager's position. And I thought, well, wow, you know, this is crazy. They didn't even let me know that they were going to even interview for this. And so I called my direct manager at that point, the VP, and I said, you know, I'm confused. How come I didn't know? And they said, well, you have kids, you know, you just had babies. You certainly don't want that job. And I said, well, how do you know? How do you know that that's not what I want? Why are you, you know, assuming I don't want it? I said, this is what I wanted in my career path. I want to do this. And so it was really just this crazy, crazy events that happened. And I ended up going in and I had to interview. They said, well, even though they had already given this guy this job, I ended up going in. I interviewed for it. I, you know, went to the senior vice president, interviewed for that. And then all of a sudden they said, okay, Hillary, you've got the job. All right. So now all of a sudden I have this job and I literally have, you know, these babies at home. And I all of a sudden realized, first off, the whole thing was messed up because now this gentleman was going to be working for me and he was going to be one of my managers that reported to me. And I all of a sudden realized about 6 months into it, that I went for this job because I felt like I wasn't being heard. My voice wasn't being heard, but yet I didn't really want it at that point in my life. And then I got it. And when you get something that you don't necessarily want, but you kind of fight for it, it backfired for me because I wasn't happy in the job. I really didn't want to be doing it. I didn't want to have this like very regimented, you know, schedule. And I guess, you know, when I look back on that, it's shaped being really clear on what exactly a goal that you're going for, because you don't want to end up like I did, where you end up fighting for something and you're like, I was just fighting for the fight. I wasn't fighting because it was something that I truly, truly, truly deep down wanted. Years later, yeah, it would have been perfect, but right then it wasn't right. So I always advise, you know, my clients that I work with, when somebody says, oh, I've got this huge goal, I always say, you know, what exactly do you want with it? What are the feelings going to be when you get it? You know, why will it matter? And so I think that that's where this whole thing stemmed, because it was a very big lesson for me.
That is a big lesson to learn.
Big lesson.
Big lesson. But I think sometimes we do that in life. Like, we get sidetracked on what's important and why are we fighting so hard. So I think that's an important lesson to take from that. Is it something that you really want?
And I do think women, especially today, you know, we are so driven that when an opportunity comes up, we're like, you know, we still are, you know, I want to go for it. I want to go for it because I, you know, I deserve it. And I'm, you know, all this. And sometimes we just have to be really careful because it can derail what you ultimately really should be doing. Right.
Exactly.
It takes you down the wrong path where you should have gone right. You ended up going left.
Yep. So what does working from your happy place mean to you?
I would say working from my happy place is when things are truly in alignment, when it's not this, you know, it's kind of what I discussed earlier. It's that business of being like feeling stuck, right? Mm-hmm. When you're stuck, it's just everything feels so heavy. And when you're in flow, and I love that word, you know, in flow, it means that everything is congruent. Everything is, it's just like, it's just on that, you know, that highway. And you know, imagine you're in that car and you got the top down and your hair's blowing all over the place and you've got music cruising and you're just like, yes, this is, it just feels right. So for me, when something kind of blows that image in my mind, like it's now raining down on me, or the weather's freezing, or, you know, I can't get the top up. I think, okay, what is going on that I'm not in flow right now? What is happening? Where in my body am I feeling that? Because if I can get back to my happy place, if I can get back to that point where, you know, in my career when, you know, I've got certain courses that I just feel like these are, you know, people are like really seeing huge results, I'm then truly in my happy place. It's like, yeah, this is exactly what I should be doing.
That is awesome. Awesome. I love
now
asking
we're all
that
like,
question.
I want to be in that car. I want to be like cranking up the music.
I know. I can get such a visual. That's my favorite thing to do. And we have long winters here in Michigan. You don't experience that in California, but we do. And when I can finally get my little convertible out and take the top down, and when it's nice enough weather, there is nothing in the whole wide world. And I feel it every single year, every single spring. It feels the exact same way to me when I take that car out of storage, when I take it outside, and I'm flying down the highway, and I just absolutely am at so happy. I can't even describe it. So.
I got chills right now up and down my arms and my body just thinking about it. It's just, but that's what you need to, you know, bottle up. That's that. Okay. Yep. When I'm in flow, when I'm in alignment, that's what it feels like. So now we all have like, okay, we know that that's what it feels like. And we also know when we're not, right? Mm-hmm.
So what advice would you give to others who are wanting to be entrepreneurs or have this little bug and think that there's something that they really want to do, you know, differently than what they're doing right now? What's your advice to them?
Okay, first off, I love entrepreneurs. I love the idea of making something out of something that you have in your head that you want to create. But I do have to also say, it goes back to when I said about the baker, you know, just because you're a great baker doesn't mean you should be opening up that bakery. Really, really understand where the passion comes from. And will you, you can't, when you're leaning into becoming an entrepreneur, it's really important that when you start to understand that there are steps, there's an approach. Being, you know, and I often say, you know, in order to really feel confidence, you have to have competence. I always suggest making sure that you really understand what are you going for? And you said it so well with like, you know, what does it mean? What lifestyle do you really want? Because what happens a lot of times is entrepreneurship is hard. It is really hard. And, you know, you're going to be working long hours and you don't want to lose the passion for what you're actually trying to create either. And if it's something that you are taking, you know, there's something called like working in your business versus on your business. And how much time do you really want to spend in your business with like wearing every single hat? And if you haven't gone and really found someone to help you along that journey, you're going to hit every single roadblock. Instead, trying to find somebody that can help you, with, you know, speeding up the time, has steps, really can give you that, you know, insight. That's why I think coaches are so important. Mm-hmm. Because a coach will actually help you figure out, because they've worked with so many, right? They've worked with hundreds of other entrepreneurs, and that gives them the experience to know, hey, that didn't work. That does work. You know, try this. Don't do that. And so I really suggest to people, really understand what you're ultimately going for and make sure that your entrepreneur journey will end up there and not somewhere else that you're like, what am I doing here? I'm cooking all day long. I'm in the kitchen. I'm up, you know, at 3 a.m. I don't go to bed until 10 p.m. That's probably not the lifestyle that you want.
Wow, that's great advice for sure. So what are some new and exciting things that you're working on that you think our listeners might benefit from? And where can they find you? We said it at the top of the show, yep. But go ahead and take the time. Where can they find you on some of the different platforms and website, et cetera?
Well, thank you. Thank you for giving me this chance. So it's therelaunchco.com. And there, it will actually, there's a fabulous free downloadable that you can do right away, which is You Dating You. And yes, it's not just for the singles out there. This is actually just in general, you dating you. You might be married, you still need to, you know, understand what would it be like to actually be with you. And it's a great, just, you know, wake up call for everybody. And then, as I mentioned, I think the most exciting thing is in the next couple weeks, we're going to be launching our 7 days to getting unstuck program. It's 7 days, 7 minutes a day. And then, those you can find. And then on the Relaunch Co. website, you also can link into my podcast, which is the Silver Lined Relaunch.
That sounds fantastic. Well, Hillary, thank you so much for joining us on the show, on the program, and all of your pearls of wisdom and nuggets. There were so many, and it's just absolutely been delightful in chatting with you today. And to all of our listeners out there, I just want to remind you to subscribe to the podcast. It's Work From Your Happy Place. And, you know, when you subscribe, you actually will get notified of the downloads and when they occur. So you'll never miss a single great episode. Plus, as a podcaster and someone like myself, it helps us tremendously the more people that subscribe to the show. So if you like what you heard today, you're enjoying it, then subscribe, and it's going to benefit you, it's going to benefit me, and it's going to benefit the person that we're interviewing. So I just want to once again say thank you, Hillary. It's been delightful.
Belinda, thank you so much. I appreciate being on your show. It was really fun.
Great. And we'll see everybody next time on Work From Your Happy Place.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.